This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenrith. Our opening tune was one called Soaring on the Strings, and that was Colleen Trenrith playing the fiddle and I was playing the banjo. I think it was Alan Rhodes playing guitar and Daniel Beckman doing that little bass lick. I like leaving it on to the end so you get that little bass lick happening in there. And it was a good fun tune to do. We did that back in our gospel music days, but we still did a lot of bluegrass instrumentals, and that's possibly one of my very favourite ones of all time. Let's kick this show off with Special Consensus from the album Scratch Gravel Road. Greg Cahill plays banjo, he's the boss. Rick Farris on mandolin, Dustin Benson on guitar, David Thomas on bass. They do some fine music. And the track I've selected to kick off the show is Sunday Morning Without You. And it goes like this.
I woke up this morning all alone, like I have since you've been gone. The TV's playing. playing channel 22. Sunday morning without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The air is warm, the skies are blue. My heart feels the same way too. Sunday morning without you. About 4 weeks ago, you took my babies and my heart. 30 days of hell with life to go, a month of Sundays without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The air is warm, the skies are blue. My heart feels the same way too. Sunday morning without you. I guess I could just ride around the beach, the park, or go downtown. Church bells ringing, I'm so blue. Sunday morning without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The air is warm, the skies are blue. My heart feels the same way too. Sunday morning without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Sunday morning without you.
Oh, don't they put it together nicely? That was Greg Cahill, Cahill, and Special Consensus. If you've listened to Back Porch Bluegrass for more than a few sessions, you'll know that one of my favourite bluegrass aggregations was the Bluegrass Album Band, and I think they did the whole world a favour by just re-recording some of the bluegrass classics. And the first five albums they did were mostly songs, but the sixth album is they put together some bluegrass instrumentals. And the fine band, of course, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, J.D. Crowe on banjo, Dor Lawson on mandolin, Todd Phillips on bass, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Tony Rice on guitar, and Vassar Clements on the second fiddle. Vassar Clements and Bobby Hicks had worked together as young men, and must be very gratifying in their later years to work together. Anyway, I've selected Earl Scruggs tune from this instrumental album, one called Ground Speed. Earl Scruggs was a pilot and often flew himself to gigs in a small plane, and everyone knows that sometimes when you're flying over the countryside, you measure your speed not only in knots but in ground speed, and that's what he named this tune. And it's a great banjo tune. It's full of Scruggs idiosyncrasies, and it's a blimmin' hard tune to play if you're a banjo player like me. Very frustrating, but of course the Bell Bluegrass Album Band make it sound very easy. Here's Ground Speed. didn't they do a great version? They had the bass lick at the end. There's two songs in the program so far that got a fancy little bass lick at the end. Never realised that. And on a recent show, I played the Kruger Brothers from their album Carolina Scrapbook, and had a letter, very nice letter from Eric from Switzerland, who's one of the regular listeners to the show. And he said, the Kruger Brothers are really Jens Kruger on banjo and Uwe Kruger on guitar and Joel Landsberg on bass. And Joel is an American born in New York, and he's played bass with the Kruger Brothers since they moved to the USA, and is, of course, an integral part of the group. But I announced him as a Joel Kruger, which was quite wrong. So thank you very much, Eric, for reminding me about that. And just as a compensation, I'll play another track from the Kruger Brothers. And this is from the album Carolina Scrapbook again. And although that album includes them working with lots of other musicians, this one I've chosen is just the three of them, and Jens, Uwe, and Joel, and they're doing what we'd call an old-time tune, Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy, and it's really a clawhammer banjo-style sort of raucous, rambunctious sort of tune, as you can imagine Uncle Dave Bacon doing it, and the various other players who play it. And but the Kruger Brothers do a very good version. They keep the sort of rough edge to it, but they pick beautifully and put it into a bluegrassy context. So here's the Kruger Brothers, and I won't introduce them again. Have a listen.
I'm gonna get me a sack of flour and bake a whole cake every hour. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep that skillet good and all the time. Buddy, if you say so, ain't gonna work round here no more. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time. Chickens in my sack, I got them bloodhounds on my track. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time. And if they beat me to the door, gonna set them on the floor. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time. Gonna give it all to Mandy. Gonna keep her drunk and boozy all the time, time, time. Gonna keep her drunk and boozy all the time. I'm gonna get her a sack of flour, bake a whole cake every hour. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time.
That's a great rendition of that song. I just love it. They get a a wonderful groove to it, and I love that bass lick that Joel Landsberg was doing. Hey, got his name right. Thanks very much, Eric. That was the Kruger Brothers. In some of my travels, particularly over to California and the Grass Valley Festival, I've come across a group from California called the Brombies, and purchased an album, of course, as I like to do, and Running With The Herd is the name of the album. The Brombies are a good fun group. They were one of the resident groups at one of the festivals I went to at Grass Valley, and very much enjoyed their playing. A little bit different from a lot of groups, but they, as always, the groups have their individual flavour. John Plotnick was playing guitar, Keith Rozier the bass, George Deering on mandolin, and Joe Allen Deering, his wife, as a vocalist, and Patrick Sauber on banjo on this album that I've got. And I've picked out a couple of tunes. We'll hear one now. I think that's what we... Yes, we're gonna hear one now, and one a little bit later in the show. The one that we're going to hear now... It's cold. Oh, I'll get my pieces of paper in the right order. I'm going crazy. perfectly true. I think I am. Going crazy with the Brombies.
I've got a job. I'm working. A lot of folks depend on me. It's 9 to 9, and that's a lot of time putting up with misery. But when that weekend comes around, I'm ready for a new routine. And if you ask me where I'm going, well, I'm gonna blow off steam. 'Cause I'm going crazy. You wanna come along? And if you stay with me, soon you'll be singing the same old song. My memory's hazy, but it's hanging on. I'm going crazy. Honey, won't you come along? 4 years now I've been searching, looking for a girl for me. Someone to love, someone to hug, someone to raise a family. But when that weekend comes around, nothing's gonna come between our time to dance and our sweet romance. I bet you know what I mean. 'Cause I'm going crazy. You wanna come along? And if you stay with me, soon you'll be singing the same old song. My memory's hazy, but it's hanging on. I'm going nearly out of my mind. With the girl for me, we're gonna be honky-tonkin' one more time. 'Cause I'm going crazy. You wanna come along? And if you stay with me, soon you'll be singing the same old song. My memory's hazy, but it's hanging on. Come along. I'm going crazy. Honey, won't you come along?
Oh, that's So great band sound that really bounces along, and that was the Brombies. We might hear from them a little bit later in the show. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And Hamilton, New Zealand is where I've been domiciled for most of my life, apart from a few years living in Sydney, Australia, and playing music over there. I've lived in Hamilton most of the time, and definitely my hometown, and my kids are growing up here, and we're firmly fixed in Hamilton these days. It's a good place to be, especially when you can do a program on Free FM like I'm doing. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're a great place for supporting local music. Big shop, all the instruments you could want, banjos, guitars, ukuleles, violins, drum sets, keyboards, and all the accessories you could want, and all the advice you could want. All the people working in the shop are musicians, and they know the sort of thing that you need, and you can discuss with them, and they'll come up with the answers. Shearer's Music Works do a great job of supporting local music. I bought my first five-string banjo from them way back in 1965, and the shop had not long opened. And Andy Shearer at the time opened the shop. We were both surprised. He was delighted to order a Framus banjo for me, and I remember I paid £25 for it because New Zealand was still in the pounds, shillings and pence days before we went to decimal currency. So that's a long time ago. Shearers have been around a long time, and they've certainly helped me and the music. Delighted that they support Back Porch Bluegrass. One of the first albums that really put bluegrass music together for us was Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys. The album was called Bluegrass Taylor Made, Earl Taylor and his Bluegrass Mountaineers, but that was a name made up for the album. And in fact, they credited the wrong musicians on the album. The real ones were Earl Taylor doing mandolin and tenor vocals, Jim McCall guitar and lead vocals, Walter Hensley on banjo, wonderful banjo player, Vernon McIntyre on bass, and Benny Martin on fiddle, right from the early days of bluegrass music. The band recorded 12 tracks at a four-hour session, and That was it. They went to the studio, did 4 hours, put down 12 tracks, and came up with some excellent bluegrass music. I'm going to play you a classic one. I love the name of this one. Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong. It's written by Red Foley. Break the heart of my English teacher, who would insist that it should be Sweetheart, You Have Done Me Incorrectly. But sometimes the song title works better in the vernacular, doesn't it? Here's some great bluegrass music from Earl Taylor and his Stony Mountain Boys. That's really what they're supposed to be called.
Now you told me that your love was true, sweetheart, I thought the world of you, but I'm still praying for a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Without you, but maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Never shall forget today when you said you were going away. I couldn't believe that it was true after all the love I had for you. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone.
It's just classic bluegrass, and I love Jim McCall's voice. It's reminiscent of Carter Stanley. He's got the same sort of rawness to it, but it's a smooth voice at the same time as it's raw. I don't know how to explain that, but that was Earl Taylor, and I'm glad that they were one of our first real impressions of bluegrass music. We can hear from the Price Sisters now. From the album A Heart Never Knows. Price sisters are Lauren Price, who plays mandolin, Leanna Price plays fiddle, and they both sing harmony parts, and they've got a lot of help on the album. Charlie Cushman's playing banjo, Brian Sutton guitar, Mike Bubb bass, Dennis Crouch plays bass on some tracks, Justin Moses plays dobro on a couple of tracks, and... what else shall I say about it? No, on this, they've got some help singing too. And the tunes that I've selected, however, don't have some of that help. The first one is a A.P. Carter song called Dark and Stormy Weather, which sounds nice and strident. We've been having some dark and stormy weather in Hamilton here, and it's getting over it, really. It's springtime, and I suppose that's when you get dark and stormy weather. And then the next one is a Bill Monroe tune called the Lee Wedding Tune, and it's not one I'm particularly familiar with, but I guess he wrote lots of songs that other people ended up doing. Here's the Price Sisters, two tracks, Dark and Stormy Weather, followed by the Lee Wedding Tune. Players, aren't they? That's a Lee Wedding tune, and that's Lauren and Leanna Price there on fiddle and mandolin, and it's a great tune. If you're in the Waikato area and wanting something to do on Sunday afternoon this coming weekend, the Te Arawa RSA is hosting the Morrinsville Country Music Club, and at 3 o'clock the concert will start. It's a 2-hour concert and it's going to be great. There's lots of good performers. I got myself and the band in there, and I'll be playing some pedal steel and a bit of banjo and who knows what else, and there's some excellent songs selected. It's a fine band led by Rennie Handler, and lots of singers from the club. It's going to be a great afternoon of country music, and this RSA is a great place to visit. They have an excellent cafe there, and there's meals afterwards. Many of us are staying for meals from the excellent kitchens there. So Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, get there early. Te Arawa RSA is a great country music concert. And I'll put in a note about Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session. It won't be this fourth Sunday of October, because that's Labor Weekend, and I will be away with the Trenwiths playing at the Wellington Folk Festival. A little bit more about that later. So you've got a month off if you come to Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to hear? I like to play some of the origins of the music of bluegrass music, and the very popular band in the 1940s was Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys. And he was a fine fiddle player, actually, but found out that he was a vocalist, a bit like Alison Krauss, found out she could sing great. And Roy Acuff's style of singing really appealed to the people at the time. He did lots of songs, and many of his songs have been taken over by bluegrass bands. And here's a classic one, The Fireball Mail. And lots of bands have done this, from Flatten Scruggs right through to all sorts of other people. They pick on this tune as a banjo tune or a mandolin tune or fiddles or a song. This is how Roy Acuff did it in the 1940s, The Fireball Mail. See why the bluegrass bands all like to play that tune. And Roy Acuff's version was very good. I suppose some people would just call it old-timey, but old-time country music, but it's pretty close to bluegrass for my tastes. And I think he did a fine job of it. And he's an excellent vocalist, isn't he? I'm pretty sure that was Bashful Brother Oswald playing the dobro on that one. His first solo really kicked it off beautifully. I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on podcasts. I really appreciate the fact that you're tuning in and having Back Porch Bluegrass accompany you either at work or on your daily walk or your motorbike ride or your car trip or your travelling or even just in the background while you're working away at your computer. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. All the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada and on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, lots of stations take Back Porch Bluegrass, comes on at all sorts of odd times of the day and night. I'm just pleased if you're listening and you haven't turned me off. That's really good. I'm just playing the music that I love. I've got shelves full of CDs and LPs, and Every time I go to prepare a show, I pull some LPs out and think, oh, it's got some great tracks on here that I haven't played for a long time or haven't played at all yet, and they are still yet to be aired. So we've got plenty of music still to come. So thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear from Old South Bluegrass Band. This is a band based in Adelaide, Australia, and I know about them because their dobro player is the founder member of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Leonard Cohen was right there at the start of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Originally, he played harmonica and second guitar, and then he got a dobro, and there's no stopping him. Anyway, when he moved to Australia, he made lots of friends of the bluegrass scene there. There's some always been some excellent bluegrass music in Adelaide and around South Australia. This band, this is how they were in 2011 anyway. Jeff Bridgeland on the five-string banjo and fiddle. Leonard Cohen on the resonating guitar. Andrew Hook on mandolin. Phil Parker on guitar. Dave Taylor on bass. And they choose from a wide variety of music. Like most New Zealand and bluegrass bands, we sort of don't get too hung up on where the music comes from. Just if it's a good tune, it should be done bluegrass style. And here they are doing Herb Peterson songs, Wait a Minute.
Done and move along. What good does it do? Play a song for her and hear her say, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without. Been good to you, and even so, she comes to you late at night's the time you hear her say, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the loan without your without a rest, gotta hold on, 25 to go, and once again, I hear you say, hey, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without. Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
called South Bluegrass Band from Adelaide, Australia. They have a very high bluegrass pedigree. Lots of people have been playing music since the 1960s, and they make immense contributions to the band. Excellent band. Let's hear from Special Consensus again from their album Scratch Gravel Road, a song called My Memories of You.
Here in my closet, just an old box for shoes. That's where I hide my memories of you. Late every evening, when there's no one around, seems I can't help myself. Always reach to that shelf and take your memory down. And I'm holding on to my memories of you. Now that you're gone, what more can I do? I've lost about all.
Show we had the Brombies playing, and I said I'd manage to get a second tune in if I could, and I think we can manage. This is one called How Hard Can It Be from the Brombies from their album Running With The Herd.
You may have seen a lonely man wandering through the town, but then you've been so busy, you're the prettiest gal around. I have got a lot to give if you only knew, but how to cross that distance is what I've got to do. How hard can it be for me to walk up to you? How hard can it be to take you for my own? How hard can it be for me to say I love you. Till that moment comes around, I guess I'll never know. Other girls living all these years. Sometimes we were happy, sometimes there were tears. But you are something special, I'd love you till I die. And if I'm hesitating, well that's the reason why. How hard can it be for me to walk up to you? How hard can it be to take you for my own? How hard can it be say I love you? Till that moment comes around, I guess I'll never know. You and you smile. Right then I saw the two of us walking down the aisle. You're all I've ever wanted in this whole wide world, and I know my life's complete when you are my girl. How hard can it be for me to walk up to you? How hard can it be to take you for my own? How hard can it be say I love you? Till that moment comes around, I guess I'll never know. Until that moment comes around, I guess I'll never know.
Oh, that's a great song, isn't it? I'd like to play a song from Missy Wernett now. This is from the album Three Kinds of Lonesome, and it's a song that I usually associate with the Lynn Morris band called Blue Skies and Teardrops, but I just love her version of it.
is all I've found, but the road says you've got to move along. But the road says you've got to move along.
That was a Missy Werner band doing Blue Skies and Teardrops. Well, come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now, just about anyway. If you're in Wellington on Labor Weekend, come to the Wellington Folk Festival held at Wainui Yamata. It's going to be a great festival, lots of guest bands. And one of the guest bands is the Trendwiths. Paul Trendwith on banjo, that's me. Sam Trendwith, my son, on guitar and lead vocals and harmonica. Tim Trendwith on double bass and the tenor harmonies. Tyler Trendwith, who's my grandson and the son of my oldest boy, Jeremy. He will be playing the kick drum, the offbeat rhythm, he shakers and things like that, providing percussion, singing baritone, and we're going to have a great time. We've got a banjo workshop, we've got our own concert on Sunday afternoon, and we're part of the main concert on Sunday night. So come and see us if you can and say hi. Tell us you heard about it on Back Porch Bluegrass, the radio show. This is the sort of tune you might hear. Ain't gonna heed the devil no more. That's what Sam writes, and it goes like this. See ya.
One, two, three, come on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.